From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. As recently as 1998, the U.S. military was conducting experiments with a potent powdered form of anthrax spores, similar to those recently sent through the mail. The Army has now officially confirmed the existence of these experiments for the first time. The tests were performed in the Utah desert at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground. The Army says all the anthrax used to Dugway has been accounted for and that remaining stocks are secure. NPR's David Kestenbaum has this report.
The U.S. military has not previously disclosed that it's been working with a powdered form of anthrax spores, but no one's exactly denied it either. Anna Johnson-Weiniger with the Department of Defense spoke to the House Science Committee last week.
The United States has destroyed all of our weapons-grade anthrax material, and we only have small amounts of anthrax that are used for defensive purposes, specifically things, for example, testing new vaccines, testing therapies, or other things like that.
Well, maybe that's not the whole story. After a report in the Baltimore Sun this week, the Army's Dugway Proving Ground issued a statement acknowledging it has been using aerosolized anthrax in tests since 1969. That surprised Jonathan Tucker. He's a bioweapons specialist with the Monterey Institute of International Studies.
My assumption on the basis of information that had been released prior to this revelation was that all of the experiments had been done with liquid slurries of anthrax and that dried agent was no longer being produced.
The slurry form can be sprayed through a nozzle, he says, and used to see if animals injected with an anthrax vaccine are immune, for instance. The Army says small amounts of anthrax did leave the lab, but they were shipped in sealed containers in paste form. Sometimes the researchers wanted a more dangerous, live, powdered form, like that used in the recent attacks. Kurt Klimple is a biologist who now works for a biotech company called Super Shrimp, but in the early 90s, he helped design devices to detect anthrax spores. He says the devices were to be tested at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in 1998 and 1999. The military used live spores in powdered form, he says. Irradiating or killing the spores would have messed up the experiment.
You want to be able to ensure that you're detecting the authentic agent. If you use an irradiated form, there are different metabolic things that are going on that may change the profile depending on the detection system you're using.
One device used laser light to identify anthrax. The military wanted to make sure it wasn't fooled by the form of anthrax used in vaccines. That's a safe, readily available kind, and it could be used in a hoax.
And that's actually quite important for a detector to be able to discriminate between a real threat and a non-threat.
Klimple says in 1995, the military even detonated a small bomb of anthrax spores in a concrete building in the middle of the desert. The idea was to see if the explosion killed the bacteria and how far the spores went. The big question, Klimple says, is how much of the powdered form did the military make, and could it have been stolen?
Just because Dugway was working with it, I don't think it even implies that maybe that's where it was first obtained from, just because it's a similar, even if it's the same strain. The strains that are used were widely distributed to labs in the U.S. and available to labs throughout the world.
The military will not say what strain of anthrax was used in these tests or how it compares with the spores sent through the mail, but it does say the anthrax supplies at Dugway are well protected and nothing is missing. Again, Jonathan Tucker.
They claim that not all of the material that they produce is accounted for. Now, I don't know if that is the whole truth or not, but the question is, were there people who had the know-how and the equipment to produce this material, and are they accounted for? So I think there are a lot of unanswered questions.
The FBI has been asking questions and investigating the Army's Dugway Proving Ground. It's clear now that the military had powdered spores like those sent through the mail as recently as a few years ago. But the FBI has also been compiling lists of just about every biologist in the country, and they're still looking into the possibility that the spores may have come from abroad. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.